But I read it in the Bible and believed it before I saw it, that if I would really truly trust the Lord, that he would never let me down. And I'm telling you, by experience, based on the word, that God has never let me down. The world's let me down. Friends have let me down. My wife's let me down. My kids have let me down. They didn't mean to. People don't mean to let you down. You know? But I'm going to tell you something. They one that has never let me down. And I mean, the Holy Spirit is always with us. You know, I was in the shower and I was thinking about my parents are gone. You know, gone, they've been gone quite a while. My oldest brother, he's gone. Rest of them, you know, they gone up. They ain't nobody in my family under 50. And I was thinking about it today or in the shower. And I was thinking, you know, some people, they're depressed this time of the year because they got somebody, their loved ones gone. And, you know, and life ain't the same anymore. And things change and all of that, you know. I thought, but Lord, I'm going to rejoice. I remember Christmas with my daddy. I remember Christmas with my mom. Different things. And those are memories. Those are good memories that will keep you happy in this season. Because greater is he that's in you than he that is in this world. And if they knew Jesus, and if we brought them back here by our faith, we would be dead. I'm telling you, they're in a place we're longing to be, praise God. You know, and I thought about the young teenagers and kids, and I was thinking about them, and I was thinking about how they need to identify with Christ to who they are. You're created in the image and likeness of God, and you never have to compete to fit in the kingdom. You don't never have to compete. You might lose friends, and you, the so-called friends, and all of that, but Jesus is a friend that sticks closer than a brother, the Bible says.
Amen.
He'll never leave you or never forsake you. He's with you in school. He's with you in college. But you know, we all have a real enemy that would like to get our focus off of who we are. We're created in the image and likeness of God. And when we're born again, we're new creations in Christ Jesus. The Bible says old things pass away and behold, all things become new and all things are of God. You know? And we always taught Travis in school, you know, I mean, maybe I overdid it a little because he tried to get over in pride. He's a Weston. He's some that, you know. So we kind of have to mellow him down, buddy, you know. And the Bible says think no more highly of yourself than you ought to, but it don't think lovely of yourself, you know. And I just imagine kids in school. There's cliques in school. There's cliques in college. You know? And you have to be a certain way and act a certain way and dress a certain way to fit in. But you know, just like with Teresa, you know, she asked the Lord, what do I wear to church? You ask the Lord, what do you wear? And you know, if they don't want to set you with you at the lunchroom, good. They're missing out.
Yeah.
So you got to think, they're missing out.
Yeah.
I'm going to be me, Lord. I'm going to walk with you, Lord.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, it will lead you in seemingly desert places, where obscure places. Jesus was led by the Spirit up in, this wasn't the message I'm going to preach, but I mean, I know I'm hitting it tonight. But Jesus was led up into the wilderness by the Spirit of God. To be tempted of the devil. Did you know that God does allow things, not bad, sickness, and all, I'm not talking about all that. But he allows hard places in our lives, even in school. Aubrey goes through things. The little guy told her the other day, he said, if you don't quit singing that, I'm going to punch you. And you know, Teresa ain't telling her, punch the guy back. No, Teresa is having her pray for him. Come on, somebody. See, that can cause her to feel belittled in school. But we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Kids are kids. They're going to be kids. They're going to get, but we got to teach our kids and grandkids the right way so that, you know, I was thinking about what the scripture said today. It says, unto us, behold, unto us a child is born, and that his name will be called Emmanuel, Counselor, God with us. And I thought, God, you always counsel me through things.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when I'm going through, when I'm acknowledging the Lord, he always counsels me through. I might not realize he's counseling me through. And whether you're in school, listen, he's the same Holy Spirit for us adults as he is for y'all teenagers and y'all kids. Same Holy Spirit. And when bad things happen and terrified things happen, it's time to look unto Jesus. It's time to look for the Comforter. He said he would send us the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Apparently, the one that would walk with us, beside us, and in us. And no matter what we go through, see, we're coming up this season. There's a lot of people that are sad in this season because they don't got money to get kids Christmas for their kids. And, you know, they don't got money to, you know, we've all been there. I remember a year when me and Teresa didn't have no money. And Teresa said, I know what I'll do. I'm going to get gift cards and write. And we ended up having money anyways to do it, trusting the Lord. But she started writing people cards and words out of her heart.
Amen.
And you know what? That's more precious than $1 million gift.
Amen.
Because this season coming up is really not about toys and nothing wrong with them. I believe, you know, I mean, I enjoy Christmas and time and seeing the young kids get gifts. And I mean, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But really, this season coming up, we're celebrating Jesus. I mean, he's the reason. It's not Santa Claus and the Grinch and all of that. And, you know, it's about a Savior was born. He was born and redeemed us. And we have the blood of Jesus today to apply the things in our life. He's an ongoing God. He's not a God just once saved us and that's it. No.
Amen.
I mean, you know what? I've been without money, but I've been happy. I've been with money and been depressed. I've been without money and close to the Lord and just on fire, you know, on the inside. Then I've longed after money and it let me down. The Apostle Paul said he learned to be in whatever state he was in to be content. He didn't say to be stay stuck there. We need to be constantly believing God. Constantly believing God to increase our lives, increase us spiritually, help us to get closer to him, to be more like Jesus. You know, we read Luke over there, where the two foundations that we was talking about the other night. And you know, I've paid attention to the TV and different things, you know, more in the last 6 or 7 months of what they're saying, what they, you know, I mean, a lot of the TV shows are nothing but drama. Sister Wives, I brought that up. I mean, I don't mind watching the stuff, but you know what? I'm not going to sit there and say, well, that's just normal in California. No, he's the God of this whole earth. And his word's what I'm going to believe. I'm not going to be persuaded that things that are outside of the word of God is okay and normal and okay with the Lord. You know? Or, you know, I mean, you got, you know, life after lockup. Boy, I'm telling you, that's drama. But you know what? If you ain't careful, when you get around drama, it'll just be drama. That's just the way the world is. No, it ain't the way the world is. No, sir. A lot of my family, drama queens. And I'm a peacemaker. In my house, you'd enjoy my house. Long as Teresa's okay with it, I am. But it's peaceful at my house. I mean, I don't like all the drama and all that, you know. Richard, he said, yeah, I've been at home. We know we got Facebook. We know you're home every day. We know it. Richard's up. He's napping. Must be something going on. He's up.
Always up.
Yeah. I mean, if I want entertained, look old Richard up on Facebook. Now he's got him an neck brace. He's holding his head up. I told him, I said, man, you've always had your head down, you know. It wasn't a surgery, but I thought about it when he put it on there, and I'm just being funny, you know. But I thought about it when he put it on there, and I started to put it on there and say, looking on to Gene, look up.
Right.
Just look up. Man. Just look up. Mm-hmm. You know, and I thought about it. I was telling Richard, I was telling him what I'm telling you. And I was thinking about, I told him, I said, it reminded me of a sermon that my pastor preached. I hadn't been saved too long. And I was going through a whole lot. How many's ever been through a whole lot after you get saved? And then sometimes I was saved.
Yep.
But you know what? When we're barely saved, it can be a little rough. Yep. But when we get on up here and we know the Lord and we know what's going on, it's just another trial. That's all it is. We're going through. We're going through. We're coming out. There's light at the end of that tunnel. This tunnel might be dark, but I can see light. That's faith.
Amen.
But I was sitting there, you know, and he had brought a sermon in. Tyler, somewhere down the line, was looking unto Jesus or looking up or something, but he told the story. It worked. He drove one of the big earth movers, you know, the big, huge earth movers. They scrape the dirt and take it up and pile it up. Well, the more they scrape up, the taller they have to go with the dirt. And so he'd get about three quarters of the way up, and at a certain point, it got down and it started spinning. He'd get stuck and he'd have to wait on the dozer to come and push him on up, you know. And so he started up this one particular time, and he said, Lord, what's going on? I'm getting stuck, you know. And he started up this one particular time, and the Lord said, when you get to that spot, look up. And when he got to that spot, he looked up, and it caught traction and went on up. And he did that several times, looked up, and then he said, I thought, well, I'm going to check this out. He said, so I got to that spot again, and I just dropped my head down. He said, and I got stuck. He said, and I looked up, he said, and it happened. Well, see, the Lord was ministering to his life. When you feel stuck, look up.
Right.
When you looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. When your friends are not good in school to you young kids, you're going to go through some peer pressure in school, in college. Boyfriends, girlfriends, sex outside of marriage, not okay with the Lord.
Right.
They ain't supposed to talk about that in kids in here. They watch it on TV.
Amen.
You get a soap commercial and it's a woman in her panties.
Yeah.
Trying to save coast.
That's right.
It's pornography.
Yeah.
With a soap commercial.
That's right.
Maybe we need to kill a pig and make our own soap. We can Google it. But what I'm saying here, see, is we got to watch that devil. We got to watch because he wants to mold us. I mean, the Bible tells me and you not to be conformed to this world, not to be conformed the way of this age, the way they think, the way they act, the way they talk, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. But not only that, the Bible says for me to love my enemy. See, now there's got to be some action behind what I believe in the Bible.
Amen.
When somebody does me wrong, don't go off in Facebook and blast them. Somebody put it on Facebook today, and they're on my friend list. I just scroll by what I don't like, you know, unless I really feel like getting in trouble. If you want in trouble, just say something they don't like. And boy, I mean, you're going to blow it out of the water with a double barrel. But if they're on there and about tired of old telco, I think they shut their service down, can't even watch TV, blah, 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 blah. And somebody come on there and said, put it on Facebook, that'll solve your problem. Made him mad. I thought, well, you know, if I'm tired of paying $80 a month, I'm not going to tell Facebook how sad I am, how disappointed I am, how discouraged I am, how ripped off I feel. I'm going to call old telco. And I'm going to say, you know what? If you don't fix my service, I'm going to drop you like a cold biscuit. You ever seen a cold biscuit? It don't bounce. Pang! Hit the ground. That's the way I deal with all them. I don't put it on Facebook. Oh, church, please pray for your pastor. I'm about to have a meltdown. I can't get Netflix. Come on, somebody. Y'all ain't no whiners over here at Faithway Christian Center, are you?
Nope.
I believe because we got a mighty God. We got a child that was born. His name was Emmanuel. God with us. Counselor. Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. He is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning. He's your finances. Well, he started teaching us in there, love your enemies. When my sister got mad at me one time. I've had this happen more than once in my family. I bust them with a $100 bill about every time somebody gets mad at me. I hunt them up. Right. Well, yeah. They don't even want to tell you. But they're mad. But it's funny how $100 bill slapped mad right out of them, ain't it? Yeah. I've done it. Hunting them up. Where you at? What you mean? Where you at? Tell you. They don't even want to tell you. Got down there busted with $100 bill. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, I've been needing that. God is so good. God is so good. Then go off, boy, Scotty loves Jesus. I mean, the Lord spoke to him, told him, I think 15 minutes ago, they won't shoot me. I learned that out of the Bible, man. Yeah. Overcome evil with good. That's that foundation stuff that he's talking about in there. Those are the ones that's built on the rock. They dug deep. They got the stuff out of their heart, man. Yeah. They got the unbelief out of their heart. And they laid on that foundation, Jesus. They begin to lay faith on that, action on that foundation, praise God. And then when all hell comes against that house, it won't shake it. He talked about judging, not judging in there. Right. Y'all kids are stupid.
Well, you know, Susie over there hanging out with that bunch over there, she's a little snooty.
Y'all don't do that in school. Not in the first grade, second grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, eighth grade, college. See, because that's being disobedient to the Lord. Because he says, don't judge them. He says, judge not that you be not judged.
Yeah.
For the measure that you put out is going to be the measure that's measured back to you.
Yeah.
I see somebody messing up. I don't go around slandering their name. I'll pray for them.
Right.
They're getting a bad reputation to themselves. Everybody can see it. But that's not for me to cast sentence on. That's for me to pray and lift them up to the Lord. And that's building a strong foundation. I want to be strong, Johnny. I want to be strong when financial trouble hits me. I want to be strong when COVID, Novit, and whatever else garbage deal come up with comes to my house. I don't want it to come up and... You said I wouldn't come, but here I am. Shut up. No, I got a right to be here. Why, y'all a bunch of whiteys over here. We don't fear nothing. Fear not. God is with us, the Bible says. But it says, don't judge. You know, I try not to judge other ministries. People say, well, if my ministry had that going on with you, they're judging their ministry by my ministry.
Right.
And I always tell them, look, man, listen. You ain't called to do what we're called to do. You're not supposed to be like us. You're supposed to fast and see what the Lord wants y'all to be doing. And don't judge your ministry what y'all ain't got based on any other ministry. What am I saying there? I could say, yeah, I'm telling you right now, boy, we're smart. I mean, we got the anointing over here. I could know we have the anointing, but don't go be braggadocious about it. Let another man praise you and not your own self, the Bible says. But then you can encourage those. Well, it don't matter how many you got, how many y'all got over. All about 70, boy, we ain't got the three. Y'all doing good. We've been down to nothing. That's what you need to come back and say. Y'all keep it moving forward. Keep it moving forward. Yeah. You know what? That's what you're going to reap.
Yeah.
You're going to reap encouragement when you need it because you're encouraging somebody that is down. Hallelujah. Your schoolmates, it's bullies in there. Don't just keep calling them bullies, bunch of bullies, pray for them. Just go and get on your knees at your bed and say, Father, you've got me in my school for a reason. And I'm not just talking to y'all here. We're all over the world. God, you've got me in my school where I'm at for a reason, God. And I just lift up, don't call him Long-Nosed Joe. Whatever you don't like about him, don't call him that. Say, Lord, now you created that one too with your image and likeness, God. God, maybe they're not serving you right now, God, but I'm sitting here like Jesus. While I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. He had mercy on me while I wasn't serving him, and I lift them up to you. And we can do that as grown-ups too, you know. I'm ministering to y'all young folks. 18, 19 in here, think you know everything, you don't know nothing. Just ask me and I'll tell you. You only know what we've taught you thus far. And life's going to teach you a lot more. And you better listen to us as following the Lord, us older folks. Because we done been through some muddy water. We done been through a little bit of mud. We done dug some trenches and got into foxholes and took out some enemies, praise God, through Jesus. And if you follow in our footsteps and listen to what we say, praise God, it'll save you a lot of them foxholes. You can just run over them. See, don't be like the world. Well, my folks is old and fogey, and they're not up with the time, and we're up with more time, what you think? We done redeemed some time. Bible says for redeeming the time. We done redeemed some. We lost some when we was your age, but now you're our age where we was, and we done telling you, so listen to us. Because you will be our age. And I'm not old. I can outrun you probably. I know I can outwork you. I'd put it to the test any time. Yeah, I'm 15 years old man. Yeah, baby. I got a post home driver you can't even lift, sweetheart. You ain't seen no hard work yet. Just come over to the farm. Because when I'm feeling good, we ain't using no post hole digger with a tractor. We're getting an iron out. I wouldn't ask you to do nothing I wouldn't. Hallelujah. So listen to the godly peers in your life. The ones that's ungodly, the Bible says for you not to sit in their council. Psalms chapter 1. Sit not in the council of the ungodly. Or sit in the seat of the scornful. But your delight needs to be in God's word. Do you delight, Dan? It says, and then you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You know, I was going to school and I wasn't a Christian, and my folks didn't cure me in church. But I knew the ones in there that was Christians in my classroom. I knew the ones in there that was Christian. I bullied them. I'm not bragging on that. That was bad. But I bet you they prayed for me. I bet you if they was taught right by their parents and grandparents, that they prayed for me. They prayed for that boy. Maybe I didn't get into a lot of stuff that I would have got into because there were some Christians in that school that went to church and was taught to pray and pray for those who spitefully use you. And they probably prayed for their classmates. See, us here, us Christians, y'all need to be praying for your classmates. Pray for your teachers. Pray for your principal. I'm telling you this because I'm not just bringing you a sermon. God is trying to get you on a strong, strong house building wall.
Amen.
He's wanting your life to be strong. He's wanting you to feel secure in him. He's wanting you to know that you have power over the enemy. He wants you to know you're not better than anybody in that school. I know what fear is. I used to feel like I needed to compete with guys for my wife and girlfriend. She wanted me to buy. She brought me some. She taught me to get my ears pierced. Ear pierced. I thought sissy's got her ears pierced back then. I thought if you got a show, you got an earring in your ear to show you a man, I'll show you what one is. I don't need an earring. But I did, Dave. My girlfriend, and then there was this dude in Cleveland, and he wore them, you know, she liked them Michael Jackson parachute breeches. Y'all remember them? Parachute pants, man. So there was a dude down in Cleveland, he wore them parachute pants. And so she said, why don't you get a parachute? And I'm like, man, looks like an umbrella wrapped around your leg. That stuff is like silky or something. I don't know what it is. Wraps around like you pour it in it, you know. See, I just, yeah, squeaky when you walk. But see, I come out of the bell-bottom era. You know the bell-bottom?
Yeah.
Tied up here, bell-bottom, boy, you just kick it. I mean, you can sweep the floor with them things. So she's trying to get me looking like Michael Jackson. I've even tried to learn the moonwalk. Couldn't do it. She could. She can do some of them moves, you know, boy. Some of them Michael Jackson moves. Well, you know what? I mean, a little later on, you know, I started trying to compete for her. That's not good. You don't need to compete for your boyfriend or your friend or your girlfriend. Shouldn't even have none till you get married. But if you have to, just don't burn with lust. I know we're a different church here. That's okay. We got the victory.
Amen.
Victory's more important than our immediate what we don't have, the thing we can't. You know, that's what happened to Adam and Eve. I believe that's what happened to them. They just started giving in this, I can't have that tree. And they was drawn to what they couldn't have. So you know what? You need to think, I can have anything I want, but everything's not good for me, praise God. I can do anything I want to do, but everything's not good for me to do. And don't even have that bondage mentality. You're free to do anything you want to, but you're smarter than the devil because you have God's word, you have God's anointing. And another thing, God, you know, spoke to me today. He said, son, he said, I begin to ask you through the word to give. He said, I give you a desire to want to be a blessing. He said, that was not your desire. That was my desire. But I knew that my desire was going to take you into a place where you lack nothing. And so up to what we was reading in Luke 6:38, that's leading up to the two foundations. He was teaching in parables, leading up to the two foundations. And he got down there to Luke 6:38, and he says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, press down. No, I'm not taking up an offering. See, Travis went on his date. Y'all men, y'all young boys that's gonna want a girlfriend one day, get them home while you're 8 years old. Go ahead and start planning for their house. Don't just think about your little puppy love stuff at 14, 15 years old. And I mean, you know, you'll find out that they have bad breath when they don't got the dentine in. Okay? If they don't take a bath a couple of days, got bad underarm. I mean, you see them a few minutes on the date night. You don't see them with their hairs wrapped around their mouth and slobber all in their hair because they had it in their mouth all night long. You don't see him when he gets up and his hair is fixed just right. He gets up and it looks at you and you dive in the closet, scares you halfway crazy. Oh, who's that? Ain't got it moosed down. See, if you know something, think about it. You know, they're sitting over eating, burp all the way across the burp. They don't do that in your presence right now. But once you get married, they'll just drag that Mountain Dew burp all the way across there and spit it in your plate. Hallelujah. Yeah. Told Travis when he's going to get married, 16 years old, what's done? We go, I got 18, you're going to get married, and we're getting out of here. Well, we're going to have to go, get your underwear, and get out. Leaving the car here, you're leaving everything. We bought all that. We're going to give you underwear because, you know, we don't want you naked. See, he had mama and him's clothes. I mean, he went to see Beth in mama's car. And he wants to marry her? Really? I know this is right before Christmas and all through the house. But hey, man, you know what? Jesus. Jesus came to our messed up lives and started bringing structure so that we can have life and have it more abundant to the full till it overflows. He began to bring structure into my life, structure into my marriage, structure into my finances. He began to bring structure, and that structure began to build a foundation, praise God, that I really enjoy today. I told Travis, I said, you're going to get married. You ain't going to live with us. Y'all parents that let your kids live with y'all unless you are bona fide led by the Spirit of God, you are asking for big trouble.
Yeah.
They're going to suck up your light bill. They're going to lay around. They ain't going to wash dishes. They ain't going to clean the house. They are going to lay around and they're going to gripe at you for not having enough food in the house. What a bad parent you are. Or they get sick of the macaroni. Does you happen to like macaroni? Wouldn't you rather them get at their own house and fix them some sloppy joes and you don't hear nothing about it? And you enjoy your macaroni? Hallelujah. See, we're living in a generation where the kids are not taught, if you don't work, you don't eat. We're living in a generation, I want to work for you, new garage doors, all $23 an hour. You won't even come to work. Told Travis one time, you know, I told Travis, I set it out in his mind, a godly leader will lead his family into the victory that's in this Bible through that way, through that path. Straight is the way, narrow is the path that leads to life. Hallelujah. And it says, it don't say a million is going to find it. A few. Now, a few to God's a lot. But we better get off this, y'all. I'm running your Christmas. Hallelujah. But it'll be good in January. Two more days and all that'll be over. Let God, you'll be like, whoo, glad that sermon's over. Now, Sunday, a fresh new start. Jesus, Santa Claus is behind us. Heard a guy today, in a minute, I believe in Santa Claus. And I thought, are you serious? These are men out here dressed up like Santa. Oh, anyways, we'll get off that. But you know what? Jesus is all the time God.
Amen.
All the time. Hallelujah. The gifts they brought to Jesus, that's why I give gifts. I enjoy giving. I enjoy being a blessing, and I always give thanksgiving to God.
Amen.
God, thank you, Lord Jesus. I don't say no man, nobody. Y'all all get, I mean, Teresa got, she went and had my headliner done. Got my truck and heard Travis, you know. Well, I told her, well, thank you for doing, but you know what? I told the Lord, thank you, Lord, that my wife is in a place, she's got finances, she could give me a gift for Christmas. Thank you, Lord. She don't even got a job. As far as the job, I mean, she's busier than most people. But you know what she does? She believes God. She's a giver. She sows seeds. See, Corinthians over there. Give me that Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 9, I believe it. It always shows you. God was dealing with me about giving this season. And I said, yes, Lord. I said, every time you've ever asked me to give, Lord, it was a sacrifice for me. Back under. Now you can ask me to give $1,000. It's just nothing. I mean, it is something, but I mean, you know what I'm saying? Used to it was hard to give $10. But he says, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. He which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man, according as he purposes in his heart, so let him yield. Not grudgingly nor of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Go ahead. And God is able to make all grace abound. Do you know all grace abound? That's an awesome statement right there. And when it does, it says toward you that you always have an all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness remains forever. Go ahead. Now he that gives seed ministers seed to the sower, both ministers bread for your food and multiplies your seed sown. See, Giving sets a foundation of increase.
Amen.
In a Christian's life.
Yep.
Giving of time, giving of money, giving of, I mean, you know, it don't have to be just money. But see, when we purpose to be givers, and then we're open to the Holy Spirit. The Lord told me, he said, I want you to tell your church, he said, to be open to the Holy Spirit on giving. Well, the Bible says in Romans 8:14, I believe it is, those that are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. There's people in this church and outside this church that I've been going to give money to, and I can get a wink on the inside. No. No. Well, that's what he says. Be open to the Holy Spirit. Don't go override the Holy Spirit. Well, I know people that need. That's not a leading. That's not a leading. The world, there's a lot of need all over the world. But see, the leading of the Holy Spirit is the most important thing. Because God knows who he needs to get it to and who he don't need to get it to. See, some people are believing God and we can be a meaning bailout. Some people are believing God for things that we can't supply individually. And so he don't want us messing that up. But when he comes through, it's going to cause thanksgiving to God. And you know what? Even in our giving, when we give, just like I was talking about giving that to my sister. That's just one that comes to my immediate thoughts, you know. She began to give thanks to God. Me giving that 100, I had it as a seed to bust the devil up. But God used it. God used that giving to cause thanksgiving to him from that person that I gave it to. See, when somebody meets my needs or whatever through finances or something, I thank them and give honor where honor is due. But it causes me to go out and say, God, you are a big God. You are a God that comes through for me. See, that's what it says. It says, being rich in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. When God sees me and you and sees us, you know, giving and generous and all of that, praise God, and he causes us to be a light to people, it causes them to know that God's real. So God wants us to purpose to be givers. He says, if I sow sparingly, I will reap sparingly. And you know what? There's even people will glean off of you being blessed. That people link to me, they're blessed. You want to link to me? You ain't. Unless you start doing what the Word says. People link to you, they'll be blessed. It ain't just me. He says he makes grace abound to you. That you have all sufficiency in all things. Hallelujah. Causes all grace. Grace is the unmerited favor of God. Grace causes doors to open that normally wouldn't open. Grace causes supernatural financial favor to come onto your life. Hallelujah. And you know, not just right now. I mean, God is working on our future, but he's done went into it. And the things we're going through now, I mean, those life is one big test, one right after another. Trisha tells me all the time she's going to spank me. Then she told me the other day, she said, I'm going to tear your rear end up good. And Johnny, I just looked at her and I said, well, go ahead and spank me because you know what's going to happen. You're going to the ground. So spanking gets grounded. Now, Houston, she said that, I wouldn't turn my back. Because she'd be on it. But how many knows that the foundation that got, and I'm telling you, 2022 is going to be a wonderful year for the body of Christ. Now, we've been through a year or so of hardship. Praise God, we can handle it. I can see it here tonight. Y'all guys are here. We can handle some hardship. We've been through some fire. We've been through some flood. But he brought us out into a wealthy place even now. But I'm telling you what we've went through, he's going to give you double for your trouble. He's going to increase you to the max, man. I'm telling you, when Jesus comes back after us, we're going to be strong, hallelujah. Strong in him. Strong spiritually. Strong financially. But see, don't turn loose in your dream. I helped Travis dream. I gave him idea. I put him in an old, I helped him. Ain't nothing wrong with helping our kids. I put him in an old schoolhouse. Schoolroom. Cleveland schoolroom from 1960 something. That sucker didn't have nothing in it. When we went in there and throwed up walls, bathroom wall, and I throwed a toilet in there, drill holes in the floor, put them up. I put them up. Help Travis. I didn't put them. I helped Travis. Motivated him to get your own water meter. It was $700. He like fell out. Stupid water meter, $700. You're in the real world, sweetheart. You're in the real world. Life costs you. You know, I could have let him tap into me. You ain't tapping out of my well.
Nah.
No, sir. I'd have to hear from Teresa. I co-signed with him a few times and he wouldn't make his payments on time. And I heard it every month.
He's ruining you. I'd be glad when you're not.
And when it was nearly paid off, she said, don't you ever co-sign with him again. Rightfully so. Ruining my name. He ain't laid on nothing of his. Hold on. Pant. Oh, pant. Wonder why. He looked at his credit score. If it drops below 700, he freaks out. It's important now, Johnny.
Right.
Wasn't important when Danny was losing the credit. I think he goes on to credit karma every other day.
Yep, gained 2 points.
It's a real big thing to him. You know? He's pretty smart though. He goes on there and tell Beth we'll help you build your credit. So he gets her credit card and then he buys games on it. She goes on there,
hey, wonder how that got on there. I didn't know. No.
She didn't even know it. He bought games. But she's got a better credit score than him. And he got to help her get credit. She ain't even got a job. Old Rachel never had one. Oh yeah, she got 2 kids full time. Kids are full time. So y'all out here, you young kids, they ain't got no kids. Work for it. W-O-R-K for it. Believe God for it. Believe God for a good name. Bible says a good name is right.
Oh, that Jesus stuff. Good Lord.
Oh, you're going to be saying good Lord one day. You're going to need that Jesus stuff. Because the world don't play. The devil don't play. Praise God. And you know what? A lot of y'all young folk, you've been kept by the power of God through your parents and your grandparents praying and dispatching them angels, hallelujah, and keeping the devil off of you, praise God, hallelujah. I'm Grady. Teresa, she's a grandmother boy. She got Aubrey every morning now. And Aubrey gets in the truck going to school. Anna, hey, we're going to pray for so-and-so today. Start out with, she ain't praying for nothing. Oh, don't mention it. You're praying. No. Tell her your own storybook about Jesus.
No, Papa. I don't know Jesus.
About hurt my feelings. I'm like, good God, girl, don't down my God here. Come on, man, he saved me. You wouldn't even like Papa without Jesus. Papa will be punning you four-wheelers and stuff, man. You don't need that. Get a stick like I had. Shoot, man, we didn't have no toys. I had a stick. We had a stick in Daddy's hole under the house, and we made rows and dug garages in the ground, and we run sticks around past each other. Hey, where y'all going? We're heading over here to the store. We're under the house, man. We got creation going on under there. See, we get rid of, we pawn them. If we don't have Jesus, we'll sell everything our kids has got. Hallelujah. So, Even at a young age, I mean, my grandkids, they're coming up. I'm excited when they get a little bit bigger. I'm going to expand my garden. My garden. At the end of the season, you ain't spending no money all summer. I'm going to help them make money. I'm going to teach them, Johnny. Going to make money. And I'm going to plant the first year. Well, them maple plants cost about $30 for a tray if you buy them. So I'm going to buy a tray. At the end of the year, I'm going to say, yep, a notebook, these seeds were $7. And this right here is 30 is coming out from the maple plant. And I got about 5 bags of fertilizer. And Papa's gas here, I'm going to keep up with everything. I'm going to have it totaled up. I'm going to say, $199, whatever it is. I'm going to say, now I've made this much right here. Now this part right here belongs to Jesus.
Amen.
And that's going to be a fight right there with Audrey. I told her, give Jesus his part. She said, no, you do it.
Told me to pay her
tithes. She ain't giving Jesus nothing. That's where she's at right now, Johnny. But it's okay. I can endure some hardship.
Right.
And then I'm going to say this right here. Tomato plants we got to buy next year. And I bought them, so we're going to double it. But Papa ain't buying it next year.
I don't want to do it.
Well, you ain't going to make a dime next year because Papa's going to keep trucking. And you ain't going to make no money. Because Papa ain't going to do it next year. Done it the first year. Y'all think that's too hard? Anybody think that's too hard?
Oh, no.
I think it's godly.
Can mine go with you?
I think it's Jesus. I truly believe it's Jesus. I truly believe every church ought to be that minded.
Amen.
To teach our generation to come up not to be dependent on nobody but Jesus and work ethic and work hard and fast and pray and seek the Lord and be faithful and pay the bills and pay them on time. Don't let no cars go back. Don't let no houses go. Don't do none of that. That's the way the world does. And you know another thing I've learned? In the parable coming up to the foundations, he said, lend, hoping nothing in return. That's a hard one there. When I lend money to somebody, I expect them to pay me back, but I really don't. On account of that scripture. And if they don't pay me back, you know what I do? Sow it.
Amen.
I sow it. I sow it to the Lord. I say, Lord, I sow that into their life. I don't ever tell them. You're going to feel guilty every time you get around me because you owe me money. Right? I'm not going to let you off the hook. You want to borrow more, I'm going to do like my heathen brother used to. Nah, you pay me back the other $10. Well, we're hungry. You're going to be a lot more hungry than you are right now. Pay me back that $5 you owe me, but God, and then I'll buy you a hamburger. Come on, somebody. See, that's what's wrong. This generation that we live in, the TV. That TV and Facebook and media is trying to form us and get us to believe things that are contrary to the Word of God, to settle on it so that we don't got God's grace, we don't got God's power, we don't got His ability anymore. When the enemy comes, we're like Samson. We're just tied up and we've come out from under the anointing, and then we're just took captive and put into forced labor, spiritually speaking and all that. Not us. Not us, hallelujah.
Right.
I'm not just telling you my story about my grandkids. I've got to teach them the ways of God. I've got to teach them the principles that's in line with the Word of God in their life so that they have a foundation that when their kids come up, they will lead their kids in the same way, that their kids will have a good life. I mean, those kids living with parents, adult kids, they're not happy. A man laying around the house without a job is not a happy man. I mean, I used to dream about it, you know. I mean, good Lord, this work's sickening. This is sickening, this work, man. I mean, we just go to work, pay the bills, go to work, pay the bills. And pray, you know, now I work for the Lord. I'm employed by the Lord. He blesses the works of my hand. I mean, I'm excited about work. I don't even got to work tomorrow. I thought, oh man, I wish it wasn't Christmas Eve. I'd work on Christmas Eve. Well, it's Christmas Eve. I know it. Can't help it. I believe my way into this. I was sick of not wanting to work. I wasn't happy. A man ain't happy if he's not working. What you gonna do? Lay around on the couch? Yeah, that's Richard. That's not fun, is it?
No, it ain't.
See? Even Richard said it ain't. Oh. Hallelujah. That's not fun. But see, when I'm productive, when Jesus builds the house in us, we've got to be productive, winning souls to the Lord, encouraging people in the Lord. I want spirit supernatural things now. We got to be witnessing for the Lord, praying, seeking the Lord. When He really builds that house, then the things of the world really won't satisfy us like the things of the kingdom of God satisfies. God coming through. I get bored when I'm not believing God. I got on that dozer, and I had this thought, man, if that piston breaks, it's going to come through there and spear me right through the shoulder. I'm going to nail me to the back of this seat. And my cell phone's on that side, and I can't reach it with my left arm. I better move it to the right. I cast them thoughts out, and I said, you're an idiot. Think you're an idiot. There ain't nothing going to happen today. This dozer is blessed. In the night, there's that spiritual stuff coming forth, and I say, glory to God, Lord, this is going to be a productive 2.5 hours. Praise God. I go home and tell Trish, it's coming together. She's like, I've heard that before. You're it's coming together now, baby. Which part? 40 acres over. I'm forming it all. That's my time in the Lord over there. I spend time with Him. I talk to Him. I have to ask Him to help me. Help me, Lord, stay focused right here. Because, boy, I dig a hole here, and it looks like I need to dig it over yonder. Now I'll end up on the other side of the pond. I got holes everywhere in that pond. So I'm telling the Lord now, Lord, help me start in this corner over here, God. Keep me over here, Lord. Help me. Help me stay over here in this corner until this corner is what, like I want it to be. See, because I got too many visions going on in that one pond. Just get one vision and go after it. That's the way you've got to do it now. One step at a time, praise God. Get a vision. I'm going to be, you know, y'all to dream. Y'all young kids ought to dream about doing something for Jesus. Lord, I want to be hands and feet for you in school, Lord. Lord, use me, Lord. And you know what? The kids will start saying, pray over the food. I don't go to no family function nowhere. They're looking for me. Where's Scotty? Where's Stan? Where's he at? Y'all say it. No, years they can't nobody say the blessing over the food but you. So, I mean, everybody, a bunch of Christians in there. You know? Use me, Lord, back yonder. Use me, God. I want to be used by you, Lord. But you know what? They said it the other day. They said, we're starting. Get in. Say the blessing. Where we deep, God, we're starving to death. I thought, ain't none of y'all dying over starvation. But they're starving to death. They don't know no better, Johnny. They're starving to death off, but it's spiritual. You're fat out here and skinny in your spirit. I mean, they plop on the outside and dried up on the inside. Praise God. But you know what? Starting it out, Lord, thank you this season. The reason for this season is your son Jesus that died for us, that gave his life for us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our help. And thank you, Lord, for our finances, Lord. Thank you for moving in our families, Lord. That's the kind of prayers I pray. Amen. Lord, bless them. And you know what he does? He honors what I say. One of my brothers walked up to me and he said, Don't quit praying for me. I said, I'm not. Don't worry. I'm not quit praying for you. See, I'm not telling you my story. They're bragging on. No, I know Jesus. You know Jesus. And if you pray in school, if you talk to the Lord, and He answers you in school and gives you favor in school, at work, and wherever, you know, the grocery store, hallelujah, your life will be a lot better in school and out of school. Praise God. I've had to get on school a lot. I'm in school too, man. I'm just now learning how to serve Him. So I want to encourage you as you go forth in this season, keep Him high and lifted up. Keep Him lifted up in your heart. Keep faith in Him in your heart, hallelujah. So that when you go, that you release something from your life that is eternal, hallelujah, in your family. Our families need Jesus. Some of them don't know how to believe for healing. They don't know how to stand in faith for healing. That some of them ain't heard what we know. Right. Praise God. And you know what? When it comes out of their mouth, it can be just like fresh manna from heaven to them. Yeah. talking to one of my sisters one time. I'm gonna close a bit. Talking to one of my sisters one time, and she's talking about all of her ailments and troubles, and you know what she got on up here, and can't hardly cook, and blah blah blah. And I let her go on, and I'm just pacing my back porch, and boy, I mean, it's on my spiritual nerve, really, what it is. And so when she got done, I said, "By God," I said, "we've been redeemed." I said, "That devil's run in my family all of our life, praise God." I said, "I'm taking, took some of it back, and I'm taking some more back, praise God." I said, "I know how to stand on the word of God. Jesus is my healer, and the healing ministry of Jesus is working in my life." I said, "And you got to do the same thing." I said, "You don't let the devil tell you you ain't going to be able to do this or that or that and listen to your body." I began to preach on my back porch. I thought, you know what, praise God, that devil, I stopped it in my family.
Amen.
That poor old Weston, poor old me, poor old me. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Tell Richard, I was talking a little bit. I told him, I said, "Yeah, I was talking about things." I said, "I understand. I called my garage door company. I got some doors come in last week." I said, "The job ain't ready for a couple more weeks on that one because they come in quicker than some more got ordered." I said, "I called the company Monday to see if they're going to run. You know, because Friday's Christmas, and then they inform me they're not running this Friday, and they're not running next Friday, because it's Christmas, it's New Year's Eve." I said, "So, you know, 2 or 3 weeks or whatever." I said, "But he is my source.
Yeah.
It's not in that." I thank God for that. See, and that's what happens whenever you're looking to Him, whenever you're seeking Him. Then when the trouble comes, you ain't moved by it. You're like, "Hey, man, this is nothing for my God. He can move wonderful for me if I need Him to, praise God." So I want to encourage you, lift Him up this season. Don't get your mind on what you don't have, and then be thankful for what you do have. Praise God, we're blessed going in. Blessed going out. Even if you don't have much in the natural, don't look at the natural. Say in the supernatural, "I got it all, God. You said you would supply all of my needs." And that's faith released to Him to enable Him to bring what you need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads.